good morning, good afternoon, or good evening. Whenever you are, welcome to Two Men with a Mic.
Hey, man.
Hey.
There you are. Finally.
It worked.
Yeah, we were having some technical difficulties behind the scenes, dear audience.
Yep. We are live and in person on day one of the new job.
All right, so what's the straight skinny, yo?
Well, a little bit of a drive. I'm now leaving. I'm pulling out of the complex. So
the first part of the drive is a little bumpy, right? Because you're just going straight across the ocean, across all the breakers and stuff.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Hold on a second. Hold on. I'm leaving a new instructor.
What's your name? What's your number?
What number?
Your number, your stop number.
They didn't give it to me yet.
Hold on. So what's your name?
Mitch Wooters, W-O-O-T-E-R-S.
Mitch, right?
Yeah.
Security officer?
Who's the officer? It's HBI.
Okay, hold on.
Well, I guess you're not going to be able to leave, dude. Which is okay. While you're there, we can. I thought of like some curriculum that we could develop together for your at-risk youth. Like I was thinking.
Hold on a second.
Are they putting the cuffs on?
Yep.
Did you sign in the morning time?
Yes, sir.
Did you sign in the morning?
Mm-hmm.
Did they give you any?
Oh. Forgot I had this. This badge?
Yeah.
Sorry. Forgot about that.
Okay, good.
My bad.
Thank you.
Right. Okay.
You're good to go.
All right.
Have a good one.
Dude, you were pulling a fast one, weren't you? You knew you had the badge the whole time.
I forgot I had it.
You were just sitting in your office watching that guy sitting out there at his booth listening to the radio and sipping some suds, and you're like, you know what? I'm going to make this guy work for a living. What badge, dude? No, nothing that means
spirited
could ever come.
Badge, dude. It's that simple.
They issued you your badge, man.
Yeah. I didn't get any of that today.
You got a badge?
No.
Not but yet. You just gave that dude a badge, though.
Well, it was a temporary one.
Okay. Yeah, you got to have the metal badge, dude.
Yeah, tomorrow I'll get my parking permit, all that kind of stuff.
And you get your revolver, right? And then like a baton and some mace and what do they call that one where you shock people?
Taser?
Yeah, taser. You get all that stuff too, right?
No.
Well, what kind of teaching position is this? They know how the schools are these days. You better have all that stuff with you.
Hey guys, sorry for the interruption, but guess what today is? Tuesday Rants with, you guessed it, Amber, welcome back to the studio, everyone. Hey guys, welcome back. I hope you guys are all doing really good and having a great day and just enjoying this warmer weather that we've been having. This is the second to last Tuesday of the month, which is absolutely crazy. Once again, I am saying time is going by very quickly. You may or may not be able to hear in my voice. I sound a little bit sick, but don't worry, guys. I am sick, but we are pushing through it. But I know you guys didn't come here today to listen to me talk about my sickness. I am going to tell you guys what I did this last weekend, which was, one, on Saturday, UC Davis has our picnic day, which is like a thing that only UC Davis does. And basically, it's like this huge event that they do every year in April, and there's a new theme every year. And basically, they have a bunch of activities, and each department at the school puts on some sort of event. Like the design department puts on like a fashion show. The animal science department has petting zoos. There's like dog frisbee contests. There's like a whole bunch of fun stuff. There's food, food trucks. There's a bunch of information booths. There's like so much stuff going on. There's a parade. It's really, really fun. It can be really hot, and I've been able to go to every picnic day since my freshman year. But this picnic day on Saturday, I actually was able to work an information booth for one of my clubs, the Type 1 Aggies. So that was really cool. It was our second time doing like a tabling event. And so we were able to kind of give out a bunch of free merchandise, snacks. Ashley came and helped with the tabling as well, my sister. So that was really cool. We had a lot of people come to our table and who were like actually interested in learning about what our club was about and like being able to learn more about diabetes and specifically like type 1. And we had a bunch of people follow our Instagram account. We had 50 new followers just on that day alone. So that was really cool. So I'm excited for our next event that we have to hopefully see some new faces. So that was what we did in the daytime. And then in the evening, my mom had actually, a while back ago, had given tickets to my dad, as you guys all know, Mitch, for his birthday, which is going to be coming up here soon, to go see Gabriel Iglesias, who is a stand-up comedian, for those of you who don't know him. It is Fluffy. And so we got to go to that yesterday night, because I'm recording this on Sunday. So yeah, yesterday night, but obviously a couple days ago if you're listening to this on Tuesday. And so that was like my first time getting to go to a stand-up comedian show, and it was really cool. It was really late at night, so I was definitely like tired and like also, you know, like feeling sick obviously, but like it was so cool. And there was like a bunch of acts before Gabriel came out, and those acts of course were not as good. Like I felt like they cussed a lot and were just like pretty crude, but I felt like Gabriel did a really good job. He only cussed like 3 times. He was keeping track, he said, and he kept everything like really appropriate, I thought. And it was like funny, but like in a nice way, funny, if that makes sense. So I thought it was a really cool experience. There was a lot of people there. I would say it might have been a sold out show, but yeah, so I really enjoyed that. It was great getting to hang out with everyone. And then Sunday, today, I've just been spending the day working on homework and just kind of relaxing, you know, taking time to rest since I'm sick and everything. But I hope you guys all had a great weekend, and I will talk to you guys all next week. Bye!
All right, dude, with a mouthful of beef jerky that I've been listening to you chew on, tell us about your first day on your new job on Treasure Island.
Well, it really wasn't that exciting. Well, because it's all paperwork and stuff, right? So I went at the my main boss was late because his airplane got delayed. So I had a classroom full of people I didn't know anything about, or, you know, so I introduced myself and I just told them a little bit about my history, and I told them, hey, if you come up and ask for something, the answer is always no.
Good, good. You got to take charge in those situations, man.
Some dude was like, hey, can I go do that? And I said, no.
Good. You're all set, man. You're a seasoned veteran teacher.
Yep. You know, it's just a lot to learn, taking over in the middle of stuff, trying to figure out where everybody's at, and you know, there's just a lot to figure out. So, I ended up getting here a little bit earlier than I needed to be. So I drove around and snapped some pictures. So I'll put something up on Facebook and all that. But yeah, I'm leaving. Now I got to go hit a bunch of traffic probably.
On the ocean?
No, I wish I was leaving on the ocean.
Oh.
On the freeway.
Oh.
But yeah, it was more, I mean, this is day one. I wasn't nervous or anything like that for, it wasn't really that big of a deal. Amber's like, Dad, did you pick your clothes out? I was all like, no, pretty much just going to wear what I normally wear.
Bermuda shorts and a plaid shirt. With a fisherman's cap
and a tie. No, but yeah, it was good. You know, there's a lot of kids, not a lot.
How old are they? Are they high school?
Oh, they're 16 to 24.
Oh, okay.
So, you know, I went to the cafeteria and ate lunch. So, you know, food wasn't too bad.
What'd you have for lunch, sir?
Chicken Alfredo and some garlic bread.
Was that when they brought you your badge?
No, they didn't bring me any badge.
Damn it. You got to get that badge, man.
Yeah.
Well, so you're going to be teaching at-risk kids, right?
Yeah, well,
or young.
Yeah, I mean, they're young adults who just, you know, didn't make it through the school system for a number of reasons. Maybe bad parenting, maybe bad choices.
You know, bad parents making bad choices.
Bad parents making bad choices. Yeah. I mean,
well, I was
a number of reasons.
If you really want to impress your bosses, I was thinking like we could bring out like a whole new curriculum for them. And so I was thinking, since they're at risk youths, we could think of like all these risky things for them to do. Treasure Island's got to be full of places that are perfect for risk taking. Don't you think?
Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah. Yeah, they could, you know, jump off the bridge.
Right? There you go.
Right? That would be like class 101.
Yeah.
And you could play with power tools in the water.
Good, good. Bring the Sawzall in there.
Yes, yes.
I mean,
all those are good ideas.
You could do some less ambitious things too, like just run through the hall with scissors. Or
chase each other, play tag with Sawzalls.
Yeah, there you go.
Right.
We should make, what are the riskiest things we can have your at-risk students do, dude?
Well, I'm sure jumping off the bridge would be one of them.
Yeah, that's we'll think about it. But I think that'll really impress your bosses. And I was also thinking,
yeah, too, sure that will.
Oh, totally, dude. They'll love you. And I was thinking too, since you're on an island, you better introduce an underwater basket weaving class.
Oh yeah, that'd be number one.
See? All right. Risky things for your students to do in underwater basket weaving. They're gonna see you as an innovator.
Yeah. Hey there, Amber here. Are you in dire need of trying to reach Mitch and Mike? Or maybe just want to be a part of the show? Well, it's easy. You could log on to twomenwithamic.com. That's the number two. And go to the About section, where you'll find all the ways to contact Mitch and Mike. You can email them at the number 2menwithamic@gmail.com. At the bottom of any episode on Spotify, you can hit the leave a message link or write a comment. Oh my.
How was the last week at work though? And was it a great relief to walk out of there?
It was good and sad, you know?
Yeah.
It was a relief to not have to carry the burden of some of the stuff. I had to carry the burden, but then I found myself like all weekend still in that mindset, and I couldn't turn it off. You know, so I was like problem solving, and I was like, oh, should I call this person and should I text this person? And I was like, no, just stop. You don't work there anymore. You don't have to do that.
Yeah.
But you know, my head was still running. So, although I didn't think about it at all once work here started.
Oh, good.
You know, so that was good. I kind of was able to turn that mindset off. And then, you know, so it was good. They were nice. The last week we had a going away party, and you know, that was fun.
Oh, that's cool.
Nice to see everyone.
Did you have strippers and stuff?
So, you know, that was cool. That was nice of them. And you know, I said goodbye to every, you know, most people, a couple people I didn't get to say, you know, a super good goodbye to, but you know, it was all right. It was, you know, everybody was nice and supportive and, you know, that sort of thing. The weekend felt better because I didn't have to go back to that grind and stuff. So I felt like I could rest over the weekend and stuff.
That's good. And you went to a comedy show, right?
Yeah. Yeah. We went and saw Fluffy on Saturday, or Gabriel Iglesias. He's really funny. That was fun. That was Amber's first comedy, you know, comedy show like that.
Yeah.
So yeah, that was cool. It was funny. I like him.
Why is it called Fluffy, the Fluffy Tour?
Because he's overweight.
Okay.
So instead of saying he's fat, he says he's fluffy.
Oh, that's funny. My mom told me that when I was a little kid, I squeezed her big fat arm, and then I was like, Fluffy. That's what I have direct experience with that. Blessings to my mother, God rest her soul.
Yeah.
But yeah, so no, I've heard that before, Fluffy being used for that.
Yeah, so that's his nickname and stuff. And yeah, it was a blast. It was fun.
Cool. Where was it at?
So, Sacramento. At the called the Golden One Center.
Oh, all right. Cool.
So,
all right. Tell us this funniest joke, dude.
Oh, geez. I don't know. They're all funny. But one of his older ones that he told, he's talking about, he had stopped at a donut shop and bought some donuts and was heading home. and he got pulled over by a cop on his way home, and you know, like cops do, because when the police pull you over, you know, a lot of times they try and get you to confess,
yeah,
to something,
yeah.
So they, you know, that sort of thing.
And they'll...
So, but he said the cop was taking some time getting to the car.
Yeah.
So he had those donuts. So he was like, well, I'll go ahead and, eat one while I'm waiting for the guy. Cause you know, you can't do nothing. So he, you know, was eating the donut, and the cop finally came up, and the cop asked him the question, you know, do you know why I pulled you over? And he turned to the cop and said, cause you could smell my donuts.
That's funny.
So yeah, for people that don't know it, there's a stereotype of cops eating, you know, loving donuts and spending all their time at donut shops.
Yes.
So
that's certainly been shown repeatedly in movies and TV and stuff.
Yeah, and that's because back in the day, donut shops were the only places that had coffee and stayed open 24 hours a day.
Ah, there you go. See? Also, you know, when you're in business, though, you want a cop to drop by your shop.
Yeah.
So
yep.
Give him a free donut, man, and yeah, he'll be that buy, and that'll help with things. Like, you know.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So, sorry, everybody. Long day.
Yeah, did you get enough sleep last night?
Yeah, I got enough sleep.
I did try to reach out to you because we were thinking about recording the show last night, and it was fairly early, like 9-ish, I think, and you didn't respond, so I assumed, oh, he crashed for sure.
And just FYI, 9's never early for me.
Is that late for you?
Yeah.
Well, so are you on a, you got to get, like, it's a 2-hour commute, so you got to get up super early and stuff?
I get up about 30 minutes earlier than I was.
Okay.
So.
What was that, like around 5 in the morning or something?
No, I was getting up at 4 a.m. Now I'm getting up at 3:30 a.m.
Ay, ay, ay.
That's why when you call me at 9 or 10 at night, I don't answer the phone. I'm already in bed.
I see. Hey, any more movement on the home front? And actually, maybe you should update the audience on what you've discovered so far. So Mitch took a new job, sold his house. The house is sold. He's got like a couple of months to pick a new city and find a new place to live. And he and his wife have done some preliminary house hunting.
Yeah, and we're at the same point because we haven't done anything else since.
Oh, did Fluffy have any questions for you?
Fluffy derailed us.
Was Fluffy like, oh, you can stay in my guest house?
No, it doesn't. Yeah. He's all the way down in L.A., so I'm going to pass on that. But, yeah, no, we haven't really made any final decisions. Trying to do paperwork for the sale and I don't feel like doing it. They're wanting me to pay someone else to send them documents that I've already sent them. And yeah, it's all a scam. And I got mad at everybody, told them no.
Really? Okay. You got mad? And
well, I told them I wasn't doing the paperwork that they already have. I'm surely not going to pay some third party person $300 to go pull the paperwork that I already have access to. So I said, send me a list of what you want. And, you know, I'll go and get it myself, but I'm not going to pay somebody $300 to go get it off the same website.
Right. So are you know, is that like a standoff and you're waiting for it to be resolved, or that's resolved?
Well, it's not I don't know. The lady's texting me and stuff like that, but I haven't had time to deal with it today.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we'll figure it out. Just not right now.
Yeah. All right. And so you said we've added a couple of countries.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I sent you the text. It's Guam? No, not Guam.
I think Sri Lanka.
Sri Lanka. Yeah. And Guadalajara, I think.
Cool, man.
Yeah. I think it's who that is. I know it's Sri Lanka.
Let's see.
I sent you on the thing. Can't you see it on your phone?
I'm going to pull it up now. And I was trying to find my glasses. All right. Sri Lanka. Ghana. Ghana and Sri Lanka are the two people.
Ghana. Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, welcome to the show.
And then if we didn't mention it, there's a bunch of them, huh? Should I?
Yeah, no, everybody else, we're good.
Okay.
Those are the two.
Welcome to the show. We're happy you joined us.
Yep. So you get to ride with me through traffic.
Yes.
I just passed over the Oakland Bay Bridge and now I'm on the other side, sitting in traffic.
You went over the Oakland Bay Bridge?
Yep.
Yeah. Mitch is up in the Frisco area, San Francisco, California.
Yep. Good times.
Did you get an office or something?
Yeah. Yeah, I got a whole shop.
Hmm.
So I've got a tool room, a supply room, a classroom. And then a shop area.
What was that? So, oh, can you smell the sea air? Because you are on an island.
You know, I didn't notice, but I'll have to pay more attention to that.
Okay.
It wasn't super strong, but I got here in the morning early, so I had time to go around and snap some photos of the sunrise.
Oh, nice.
And yeah,
super so nice. And then I was poking around and finding activities, because with any luck Mitch's wife will also get a job work on Treasure Island, and I was looking at stuff for them to do at lunchtime, and there's a thing called what was it called, like wind foiling?
Yeah,
is that what it's called, wind foiling?
I don't know. Something like that.
I forgot what it's called. I was going to look in the text and see what I called it. But it's some kind, it's sort of like a like sail surfing kind of thing, I think. And they call it wind foiling. So that's a popular activity out there. I believe people also surf out there. The only thing I've ever heard about surfing in San Francisco is you need a thick winter wetsuit. And then it's...
Yeah, it's pretty chilly out
here. It's cold. Yeah, it's, but they do surf. They do get thick winter.
But I don't think they surf here because it's inside the bay, right? I mean, there's no waves like that.
You're right.
There's no big waves.
Oh, yeah, you're probably right. Well, so it's wind foiling, which looks kind of like windsurfing, sort of, but a little different. Yeah, they have scuba, so I figured Mitch and his wife can slip out at noon, you know, swim over to Alcatraz, recover those explosives for Nicolas Cage and Sean Connery, and be back in time to underwater basket weaving class at 1. Okay, so, an unfortunate age-revealing reference. There's a movie called The Rock with Nicolas Cage and Sean Connery, and I forgot what's going on, but it's something with green.
They we're gonna launch missiles at San Francisco if they didn't get a bunch of money.
Okay, but then the explosives, doesn't it turn into, they're like glowing green balls?
And they're anthrax or something.
Okay, and then he's like falling through the halls with all these balls bouncing all around him, or something like that. I forgot.
Yeah.
It's a movie called The Rock. I think it may actually be kind of fun. I have not seen it since it came out, but have you ever watched that movie again?
I've seen it a couple times.
Yeah. The only thing that bothered me in The Rock, spoiler alert. When was that? In the 80s that movie came out? It was like there was this whole slew of action movies in the 80s. And this was one of them. I guess, yeah, it's probably the 80s. I know at one point Sean Connery stood up and he was like in a observation room in a prison. So they had like the thick glass and then they were interrogating him. And there were people standing on the other side of the glass watching him. And then at one point he stood up and with a quarter, he drew a big circle in the glass and using a quarter, he cut through the thick glass and it broke and he confronted the guys who were watching him. Do you remember that scene?
Yep.
That was the only
except for it was on the ground and he used his chair to like make a sharp edge of the quarter by smashing it with his chair.
Oh, he did? Okay, I forgot that part.
Yeah.
I remember being bothered at the time, though. Like, you broke that thick glass with a quarter? Like, I mean, I know you're Sean Connery, but really? So that's what we'll be doing. There'll be people trying to nuke San Francisco with the anthrax on Alcatraz Island, and Mitch and his wife, Jen, will have to fight their way up through the sewers into the prison. And then Mitch will have a final confrontation on top of the Alcatraz Tower. And at the last second, just when it seems like he's about to die, he'll grab the bad guy's foot and throw him off the tower. And pretty much every day it'll be like that or some variation. Right? Your new job is
Star. Well, it was a good first day, and it was a good last week. It's totally different jobs, and you know, I told the students, you know, I understand where they're coming from, and you know, we all make mistakes, and you know, they're gonna make some more, and life's hard. And I told them a few stories and about my history, and you know, we'll get it figured out, get it running. They haven't had a real instructor there for like a year.
Really?
So
how was it? What was there, like chemistry? Did you feel like you were bonding with them? Or,
well, I didn't do too much in the classroom except for that brief introduction.
Yeah.
So, you know, that takes a little bit of time. Just trying to get information from them and learn some of the stuff that I got to figure out. All that. Yeah, there's just a lot to learn. But it'll be good.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm sure you'll do great with it, dude.
Yeah. Yeah. Just a little bit tired. You know.
Well, it's a lot. Finishing up one job, selling your house, going to your new job, trying to find a home. That's a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, well, the country and the world are being destroyed around you. So that kind of factor in that part, too.
Yep. It's been an adventure.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it was fun to go to that concert. Just have a little bit of a break and that sort of thing. We went to the Cheesecake Factory before the concert, so that was fun.
Ah. Did you have cheesecake?
No, I did not. I was off full from dinner. I didn't have any cheesecake.
What's your favorite cheesecake at the Cheesecake Factory, dude?
I don't know. I'm not really a cheesecake fan, but I think they got like a chocolate mousse one. That one's pretty good.
Oh, that sounds like yummy.
Yeah. But the girls got one piece and they all shared it.
Nice. Were you close to the stage at the fluffy thing?
No. We were up in the four people seats. But they were good seats because it was like right in line with him, but it was up higher. But he had two Jumbotrons, so they were projecting him on those, so you could see him really well.
Oh, good.
So, yeah, it was good. It was a nice weekend.
Cool. Okay. Well, I'm very excited about all this. You want to give us your final summation, the totality that was your first day on the new job?
Yeah, it was good. It was a good day. It was a lot of new things, trying to figure stuff out, and it's going to be that way for probably a week. And, you know, it was nice to be back in the school cafeteria and, you know, stand in the lunch line and, you know, get a school lunch. And, you know, it's just a different environment. It was nice to not have a bunch of people screaming and yelling at you over just bullshit. And it's just a completely different level of I don't know, I guess intensity.
Yeah.
So I am tired, but, and I apologize if the show feels like it's dragging and slow, but you know, I am tired, but overall it's refreshing, and it was nice. That's a good way of putting it. It was just nice to be at the ocean and be at the beach. It's kind of cold.
Yeah.
So, I didn't get to smell the salty air. At least it didn't smell that way to me, but it was still pretty cool.
Good deal, man. Well, congrats and power to you. And I'll be anxious to hear where you end up living. And it's like a brave, exciting, brand new thing that you did.
I think I'm crazy, but it's done now, so here we go, baby.
I think God is the wind beneath your wings, dude, and you are totally set in this direction, and you didn't hesitate at all, and you just plunged right in, trusting the Lord and Savior.
Yeah. One step at a time.
One step at a time, but that was a big step.
Yeah, that was more like a jump off the cliff leap of faith.
Totally. I mean, pretty much in like a week or two, you quit your job, put your house up for sale, accepted another position, hunkered down to finish it out, and now you're there. But there's a big, you know, I'm sure everyone in the audience will want to know, where will Mitch find a house? That'll be the ongoing saga. Mitch needs a home, yeah. Man.
Yeah, we need a home. Well, what else was funny I thought about this weekend was technically Saturday and Sunday I had no job because I quit my job on Friday and I didn't start this one till today.
Wow, that's probably the first Saturday and Sunday you've had free in forever.
Yeah, pretty much. So I was unemployed Saturday and Sunday.
Nice. Yeah, I've had that one for a long time. But luckily we have made 13 cents on this podcast.
Yeah.
So I just know the sky's the limit.
Yep. One penny a month.
Yep.
It's thanks to all the supporters out there. Yep. Five.
Thanks everyone fans. For the 13 cents. It's great.
Yeah.
No, we're not in this for the money, man. We're just
they can tell.
To be human and to share our humanity, to bring us all together around the simple idea of being human and making. Oh gosh, I'm at a complete loss of words. You got to, Mitch, apply a poetic ending to that. Okay, we'll see you next week. No, I think if our show is about anything, it's about that. It's just two guys being human. You know, nothing prepared, just just a couple of friends being real. If there is any angle to the show and we've never planned an angle, or like we're not planning a new angle coming up, I think it's just that. It's like, yeah, these are average guys in America just talking about stuff, and there's no fakery at all. It's just straight up honesty. And
you know, yeah, we're not putting an act on for anyone.
Nope, we have nothing prepared. We're not trying to sell you anything. We're not trying to persuade you to do anything. We're just talking, and maybe just the fact that we're real people being that honest is helpful in a way. I hope.
Yep. It's a reality podcast.
A real reality podcast.
Yeah, not like those fake reality podcasts.
Which is all those podcasts.
Two Men with a Mic is recorded at Clothes on a Hanger Studios.
You can reach him at the number 2menwithamic.com.